Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Man, the name says it all. If you're rocking with us, make sure you leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can get alerted of all our great content right away. While you're at it, go ahead and hit us with a like and a comment as well. Now, let's get to the show. First quarter, let's rock and roll. It's time for our school check-in. Man, that thing be live too when they do it in real life. School. They do it together. It's like they be practicing it. But let's get to the school check-in. Recap of the most recent ball game against the Cleveland Browns. Vikings lose 14-7, fall to 1-3. A very, very tough, tough loss. A close game. It was like two big-time heavyweight boxers just standing in the middle of the ring, just swinging. Wow. Swinging. Wow. Unfortunately, the Vikings didn't swing enough, but it was a playoff caliber team you were going against, and they gave you guys their best effort. You guys gave them your best effort, but it wasn't enough. Let's talk about some of the things that happened. Offense picked up. Offense, you know, had some issues. The defense had some issues as well. But overall, the defense did a pretty good job against an offense that has been really, really balanced. Offensively, throwing the football, the Cleveland Browns, you know, we're doing a good job. Baker Mayfield running the football, two-headed monster in the backfield. Kareem Hunt, who I have on my fantasy team, and Nick Chubb have been two dynamic playmakers in the backfield. But I can tell you this much, the Vikings defense stood up big time. But Pat P, how did it feel, you know, in the first half of the ball game? Because you guys were going toe-to-toe, defensively made a lot of plays. You know, what was the mentality in the first half against the Cleveland Browns?
We knew it was going to be a slugfest heading to that match, heading to that game Sunday. We knew we had to try to make this game one-dimensional, take the ball out of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb's hands by, you know, really, you know, slowing them down in the run game. But we know it's hard to slow down. It's hard enough in this league to slow down one of them.
They got two.
And they got two all-pro caliber running backs. It's just not like two running backs.
Yeah.
It's two all-pro caliber running backs in this league. So, obviously, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job. I think it was 11-7 at halftime.
It was. You're right.
It was like you said. It was a heavyweight bout. We knew that going in, and we just didn't want. We knew we had no room for error. You know, there's a couple plays that we felt that we left out there, especially being that 3rd and 20, giving them that three, giving them an opportunity to get those 3 points before half.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, we knew that was going to be that type of game. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Cleveland is top two in the league in defense. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, heck, they played against Chicago, and I think that game alone put them number one in all categories.
Yeah, so, you know, so they might be number one overall defensively.
They had 17 sacks against, right. I'm exaggerating, so it felt like 17.
We knew it was going to be a defensive battle, especially with us being a defensive, with me being a defensive player, and, you know, with them wanting to revamp the defense from last year, you know, we wanted to go out there and put on a good show as well. So,
yeah,
obviously, it didn't come out the way we want it to, but definitely a lot of things that we can build on. And the biggest question is now, can we do it all together? When the defense play well, can the offense play well? When the offense play well, can the defense play well?
No question.
Going back and forth, we have to play better complementary football.
Yeah, and I watched that game, you know, and for me, the turning point in the first half was the 4th and goal play. The hit Eric Kendricks was a very, very questionable holding call that led to an extra set of downs for the Cleveland Browns. Because that 4th down, you guys were off the field. That was huge. That was a huge, huge play. But the referees decided to call holding. Like I said, I thought it was a bit questionable. I thought it was, you know, something that didn't need to be called. But, you know, it's a very, very small margin of error when you're covering guys nowadays in National Football League. But that led to another extra set of downs. They eventually scored Kareem Hunt, a one-yard touchdown. But then when you look at what happened next, they were going to attempt a PAT, right? The Chris Webber situation happened. You called timeout, you didn't have timeout. Move them closer to the goal line, they decided to go for two. So, you know, that gave them an opportunity to not just tie the ball game, but to go up one, which was huge. You know what I mean? And then eventually they added a field goal to that to make it 11 to 7. That was two big time errors, you know what I mean, from the Vikings that led to a halftime victory, to say the least, for the Cleveland Browns. But outside of that, man, I think the defense, man, I really been surprised, not surprised, but excited about what I'm seeing. But like you said, Pat P, good teams can put it together, and you guys are still trying to figure it out. When you look at Baker Mayfield, I mean, 15 to 33, 155 yards. OBJ, your former or alum of LSU. You didn't play with him at LSU, but of course you guys went to LSU. Two receptions for 27 yards. You as an individual had a heck of a ball game. Pretty quiet. I mean, you only had five targets. You basically got a target per quarter. You only gave up two receptions for 20 yards.
Man. I don't know where that second reception came from, but I don't want Pro Football Focus think I'm calling them out. But
yes.
I know I only gave up one, but I don't know where the second one came from.
Hey, but Pat P. Man, watching you,
watching to be out there, Matt. That's all, man.
I don't know if they're ever gonna get it, because you know they gotta know exactly.
They live off this stuff, man. So I just wanted to put the right stuff out there.
And, I don't know if they can, man,
say if they got me, they got me. If they didn't, they didn't.
Yeah. Well, I don't. They gotta know exactly the defensive calls, though. That's the thing, to kind of understand who has what responsibility. And sometimes it's kind of hard to determine that based on what you see. Even if you're watching the all 22 cut up.
But the thing is, though, Mac, though, and I think I know exactly what play they're talking about when I think when Odell caught like the little bang eight.
Mm-hmm. Can you please wait a minute? Well, put your coaching hat on. A lot of people might not know what a bang eight is. What is a bang eight?
When they're in a tight condensed set inside the numbers. They're kind of pressing the bottom, the top of the numbers, thinking they're running it out, but cutting it back inside to a post.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very quick. It's like an 8-yard, 12-yard route.
Mm-hmm.
But you can clearly see, yes, he comes to me, but I'm pushing him to the safety because I got somebody else.
Y'all were in the cover two?
Yeah, we're in the cover two. So you clearly see me buzzing out.
To the flats. To the flats.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that was the only other 10-yard catch I can think of, because I did give up a out route to 82 Higgins.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I think it was like right before half, I think. But that's the only catch I can remember me giving up.
Man.
But that's the route I think they probably thinking that I was on him.
Yeah, but you was in the cover too. But hey, Pat P. You've been in your bag, though. Like, you know, you number one, you're not getting a lot of targets. Number two, I mean, the games have been fairly quiet for you. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, similar to the discussion that we, had with Devin White, saying, like, hey, man, I can't get no numbers. They ain't giving me no opportunity. Get no numbers.
It's been like that since 16. Biggest thing for me, I just have to make sure, you know, I stay focused throughout
the
course of the game. You know what I mean? Because, like I always talk about, my coach said this all the time, like you can lock a dude down and give him nothing for 10 plays straight.
Oh, right? Man, no 10 question. Plays
throughout the game.
And at one play.
You give him one play. Oh, man, he garbage.
You can have three great quarters, and that fourth quarter – or one quarter, just be like, man, give a big one. Oh,
exactly.
That's the life you live on the island.
Yeah, then as soon as I go out there, you know, God forbid, knocking on wood, go out there, I don't plan on having a bad performance, but, oh, he need to retire. Oh, this need to happen. Like, goddamn.
Well, check this out then, Pat B. They can say whatever they want to say. Anybody can make the Pro Bowl from the couch. We all know that. Heck, I made many NBA All-Star games from the couch. Shoot, I'm like on my 12th NBA All-Star game from the couch, you know, so it can happen, right? But you haven't seen a lot of action.
Yeah.
But This week, this is the week, number 7, get that interception. And Pat, I'd be mad at you because you get an interception sometime. You don't go, you don't get into that returner, Pat P. Sometimes you won't get the interception and run out of bounds. I'm going to need you. I'm telling you this right now. We're going to clip this and we're going to save it. When Jared Goff throw you that interception this Sunday, I need you to turn into that returner, Pat P, the one that Les Miles cussed out because you did the Heisman pose in the end zone.
But you know this, Matt. You know this. The picks I've gotten lately, it's been hard for me to return.
I know.
Especially the ones in the Bills, that was the only one I felt that was returnable.
You talking about deep one?
No, I had got one off Josh. It was like late in the third. I'm talking about this was last year.
Oh, last year. Not that deep one. That one.
See, lately my touchdowns has been coming like with me have to stay in bounds. Like the one I got in
Carolina. They throwing to the sideline.
The one I got in Carolina, I had to keep my feet in. The one I got against Seahawks, I had to keep my feet in. The one I dating to 19, the one I got against. I mean, I got what, 3 last 19.
I see what you're saying. Mostly binary picks to the sideline.
Hard for me to return. You don't think I want to get in the zone, Mac?
Well, I'm about to predict something for you. He gonna throw you a dig or a curl, okay. And when you catch it, in your mind, be like, that boy Mac did tell
hold
me.
Hold it high, man. That's the first thing I'm gonna do. Hold it high.
Go, get your momentum going first. Don't hold it high because you got to get in the zone. I need you to get in that zone.
So as soon as I hold it high, mm-hmm. You know how you go on Supersonic and you get all like up to like 100 coins and you just go automatic ultra?
Yeah, yeah.
To that ultra Supersonic, that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's what we're going to do? I'm telling you this right now. That's what's going to happen. The old Jared Goff, number 16, who know you very, very well now. He know you. Yeah. He going to throw you that curl or that dig route. That dig route, whatever one you get, throw it high and then hit that would you say that sonic mode is again? I don't know what the freak out sound like, but hit that mode and let's go get to the end zone and get to the end zone. And all you gotta say, Mac said that boy knows something. Cause I'm gonna tell you this much. I must have got a rabbit foot somewhere around me because I've been hitting parlays every week. I've been thinking of things and it happened. That Powerball 640.
Ooh.
That's what I need to go ahead and try it at my hand.
Why not?
I'm gonna wait because if you get this pick,
because when you go hit that, what'd you say, 640?
It's 640.
Yeah, man, you go buy us our own studio. Our own
man, 640. I mean, Uncle Sam won't get half of that. I ain't even tripping. He can go get his $300 million. I ain't even tripping.
It ain't gonna cost no more than $150.
Yeah, he can go
get all the best cameras though. So that's gonna be about.
Yeah, we're gonna be good. He can get his $300 from me. And I'm okay in getting it cash.
Hey, so when you if you do win, you gonna ask them to pay you out quarterly, or you want all your money? Right?
Huh? I don't want no quarterly. I want to live for the moment. what we doing? That don't even make sense. What? Give me annually? No. Give me all me right now. I didn't pay for that lottery ticket quarterly. I paid all of it right then at the ticket table. What for? No question. We good. We gonna get the whole production. Yeah, you get to Eric, let's lock it low. That's what's gonna happen because my parlay, I've been on fire. So you're gonna get that pick on a curl or dig route, you're gonna put it in the air, and they're gonna hit it in that mode. And we're gonna go party. Hey, speaking of secondary play, Cam Dantzler got his opportunity. He played pretty good, Pat P. He played pretty good. What was your thoughts about his performance?
Man, I told that knucklehead. After the
you
game,
told him to be ready. Yeah.
Yeah, just told him just stay ready, dog. You never know, man. Just stay ready, man. And I will say this. This week was his best preparation I've seen since I've been here. Far mm-hmm. as coming to practice, far as taking notes, far as you know, taking care of his body, just doing all the little things. And you know, and it showed off. He was making plays in practice and he made plays in the game. And like I told him after the game, I said, dog, I ain't got no future teller or anything like that. But we just talked about this last week about, you know,
we did.
Stay ready, bro. Stay ready. You know what I mean? Now this possibly could have been your opportunity. And like I texted him today, I felt like he played a damn good game to where I feel like
he did
that test. So now you're making it hard on the coaches. You know what I mean? So,
well,
now we that, now see where it takes them.
Yeah, dang it, Pat. I mean, you said all good things about Cam, and the expectations are clearly there for him, and people are excited to see him play. But you won't see him play this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's placed on the reserve COVID-19 list per the Wire. Ian Rappaport is talking about he tested positive. You got your little mama right there?
Yeah, she had a little wig on. She's showing daddy her wig.
Well, let me get... Hey, Kennedy Cash, come here. Check this out.
Come here, Peyton. Peyton. Come here.
Because you got yours. I got mine with me, too.
See your cousins? I don't think you met your cousin before.
She got... Say hello to Miss Peyton.
Hey.
Come here. You got to come right here.
Hello.
Say what's up.
Hello.
How you doing, Kennedy? Where's Cash at?
I got another one. So Cash had a flag football game this Saturday. Oh, okay. Had three PBUs, Pat P, playing the right.
Oh, yeah? That. No, yeah, they're playing at quarters.
Say, what's happening?
What up, champ?
Hold on. What is this right here?
Cover two.
What is this right here?
Cover three.
What is this right here?
Zero.
You hear? We do hand signals. I'm the DC, Pat P. We don't do no. We do hand signals. I'm on the sideline calling our plays.
Yes, sir. We ain't got a hand signal, huh, P? What hand signal is this right here?
Oh, that mean I'm hungry.
Get out of here.
That mean I'm hungry. Yeah, but Pat. Cam Dantzler tested positive.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Cam, I know the news that he obviously tested positive for COVID, but God dog it.
Damn, man. He played good football, man, but that's why he got.
But good news is, though, he got a possibility of coming back because he is.
This game against Detroit?
If I'm not mistaken, I think he got a test.
Negative. He got to get three negatives. Because he
is a vaccinated player.
Gotcha. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha.
Could be wrong, but I do think he have a possibility of still playing.
Yeah. So, you know, looking at the record, you guys are 1-3. And the teams you lost to, a combined record is 10-2. Can this team still make the playoffs, Pat P?
I firmly do believe that we still can make the playoffs. You know, obviously, the season is still very early. It's the first quarter of the season. Now we're about to get in the second half, the second quarter of the season, where the meat of the schedule and where real, not necessarily to say real football wasn't played early, but real football is about to be played now, where teams are about to start separating themselves.
Yeah, question.
And hopefully, we can be one of those teams that separate ourselves on the upward. You know what I mean? We have a lot of tools in place to be successful. We just have to find a way to play complementary football, because we know all our offense can go out there and put up 30, you know, 25, 28 points. But it's going to be days like that, what just happened last week. So as a defense, you know, we have to find a way to create turnovers, find a way to shorten the field, things like that. So now I think that, you know, the first quarter of the season is over. Now we have an opportunity, because we didn't have many games to play with each other throughout the preseason. So now we have an opportunity to evaluate ourselves, understanding what we have to do as a team moving forward that could possibly put us in a good position in the future.
And I can tell you this much, this week is a very, very important week. Every week is an important week, but now you're getting to the NFC North schedule. You got Detroit, who've yet to win a ball game. They just lost to the Chicago Bears on the road 24-14. They're 0-4. If you're trying to make the playoff run starts Sunday against Jared Goff, against Quintez Cephas, Khalif Raymond, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those are the top three wide receivers. You got DeAndre Swift in the backfield. Dan Campbell is leading this group. Of course, you know, his personality is a physical-minded type guy. He's trying to implement that into his team. But you guys got to take care of business. But one thing I can't say defensively, y'all get Anthony Barr back. Yeah. That's a huge plus. You know what I mean? He makes his he's supposed to make his first appearance this season. What kind of difference could he make?
I think with AB coming back can make a big difference for us. Not to say, you know, Blake or Nick haven't been playing unbelievably. good football for us over the last couple of games. But at, you know, Anthony is a guy that he's a different type of player. You know, he brings a different presence to the game, and with his knowledge of being in this defense for however long he's been with Coach, I think him and Zim came in the same year, actually. So 8 years. I think Zim drafted him, if I'm not mistaken. So 8 years with in this system. He understands the ins and outs. You know, he understands what to expect at times versus a guy that's just getting plugged in or playing a role that you expect, you know, one of your top tier guys to be at, you know, for the to be you know, eligible to play for you for in games. So yeah. To get AB back is going to be big for us. Like I said, although our linebackers has been playing great in my opinion, but getting a guy like AB back definitely enhances the defense for sure.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. So the Vikings have won the last seven meetings against the Detroit Lions. Let's make it eight. Let's make it eight. So my score prediction will be 23-16. I just talked about the interception. And listen, this, when it actually happens, don't be surprised, because I've been known to be janky when it comes to predicting certain things. And it happens, so just don't be surprised when it happens.
Don't be surprised.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, he hold it up and curl a dig route. Jared Goff gonna throw one, get your first interception. They're gonna come in bunches. You know what I mean? Just keep prepared when they come.
Yes, sir.
23-16, Minnesota Vikings get their second win of the season against the Detroit Lions. Let's wait and see.
Let's wait and see.
Now it's time for Around the League. Let's talk about exactly what happened this past weekend in the NFL. Tom Brady and the Bucs beat Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots 19-17 in his return to New England. And get this, we got Devin White in the show later talking about the the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the championship run, talking about the week leading up to the Patriots matchup and some inside information, to say the least, regarding his teammate Tom Brady. So you definitely want to stick around and hear that outstanding interview. But it was a lot of hype leading into that ball game, man. Pat P, What did you think of that hype? Was it too much hype? Not enough? Was it just the right amount of hype for this matchup between the Patriots and the Buccaneers, solely all about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
I mean, this, at the end of the day, this was a big deal. You know, one never thought that day would ever come. You know, seeing Tom Brady in a different uniform competing against a Bill Belichick team. You know, so this was definitely a big deal. And I thought it was just the right amount.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
To completely be honest with you, you know, with me obviously getting ready for a game, I really don't pay attention to TV. This would be a great Pat Knows segment, by the way.
Has Pat heard?
Yeah, has Pat heard. So I really don't have the TVs on. I really don't watch football. I'm literally focusing on my opponent that, you know, that I'm about to face for the upcoming week. And last night, I ended up having to be with my kids for the most part. We ended up watching some movies because we had that early game. But I thought from the pieces I did see, I thought it was just the right amount of, I guess, publicity or attraction leading up into that game.
I agree with you. I mean, the history those two individuals have together, you can't overlook. You know what I mean? So I definitely agree with you. In other news, Richard Sherman signs with the Bucs last week. I think he signed either Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. He started this past Sunday. Man, talk about how difficult that could be. Because, you know, a lot of people were, you know, very, very critical of his performance, saying, you know, he looked washed up. You know, they were targeting him. They were going at him. But people don't understand, number one, it's hard to play the cornerback position. And this man was at home. They said he hadn't played a ball game in over 200 days, 285 or something like that, something crazy. He just got signed on Wednesday or Tuesday and started on Sunday in the National Football League. That's difficult, but talk about, you know, how, you know, I guess surprising it was to see him. And I thought he did a pretty good job for a man who was just sitting on the couch, you know, just watching and just waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I didn't have opportunity to watch that ball game as much as I intended to.
Yeah.
Last night was school night, had to get homework, Had to get a spelling test out of the way, get ready for just had to get ready for the week with the girls. So it was, I didn't watch that game, but a couple of plays I did see, I thought he looked good. You know what I mean? I thought it was remarkable what he was able to do, not able to play in a game in 200 days and to be called upon to be a starter in this league. You know, obviously his resume speaks for himself, what he was able to do in his past. And obviously his knowledge that he has for the game speaks for itself as well. But I wasn't surprised, you know, for him to just come right in and fit in. It was just now just all about him getting the timing back down, getting the understanding of the defense, because this obviously is going to be a little bit different, a little bit different defense that he ran in Seattle and San Fran. But we all know Coach Bowles is one of the best guys I've been around and one of the best guys in the league that knows his personnel and will put his personnel in the best position to be successful.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. It's difficult regardless if you're in shape football, because the only way you can be in football shape is by playing football. And I know he's been training, but it's not the same. It's not the same. You know what I mean? So hats off to Richard Sherman, man, for number one, getting an opportunity and starting instantly when he got that opportunity. In other news, the Baltimore Ravens traveled out to Denver. They took care of their business 23-7, but some, I guess, coach-on-coach crime. Vic Fangio felt some type of way with Harbaugh's decision to decide to run on the final play to keep their rushing streak alive. So what happened was it was 3 seconds to go in the ball game, right, Pappy? Yeah. The score is 23-7. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson still in the lineup. Now, mind you, they have this unbelievable stat where they have a streak of 43 straight games with at least 100 yards rushing. They needed 3 to get 100 to keep that streak alive. And John Harbaugh decided to call a running play with Lamar Jackson to be able to get the extra yards they needed to keep the streak alive. And they did. Vic Fangio said, you know, he thought it was BS. 37 years of pro football, and I've never seen anything like that. That was his statement regarding the play. Harbaugh comes back and says, you know, he justified his decision by saying it's one of those things that's meaningful, meaning keeping the streak alive. If this happened to you involved in a ball game, would you feel some type of way?
How much time was left on the clock again?
Three seconds. So, you know, most of the time, a team with the lead would take a knee, right? Take a knee, get on up out of here. They right. ran a play to get the 3 yards they needed to keep the streak alive. How would you feel?
It's funny. And I mean, I don't know. It goes both ways because, I mean, some of those records, you know, are sentimental to some coaches and organizations and, you know, players, I guess, you know, legacy. But at the end of the day, it was still time on the clock. It was still time on the clock, man. You got to play every day.
So John Harbaugh hits Fangio with this. He said, hey, well, y'all was throwing passes with 9 seconds left or something like that. He said, last time I checked, I didn't know they don't have a 16-point touchdown. Yeah, so why are y'all throwing the ball?
Yeah, right. Man. It's still time on the clock, man. Defend every second on the clock, man. That's all I can say.
All I'm saying is this.
I was a part of that. I never forget, man, 2012, we playing the freaking Seattle Seahawks. I mean, this is when they beat us bad, too, man. 59-0. Mm-hmm. Man, they freaked around and substitute Matt Flynn in the game at the timeout, Mac. I think they was already up 59-0 or maybe 52 at the time, something like that.
He threw the ball?
Play action.
Hey, that play action that got me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm thinking all run. Y'all up that much? Y'all not throwing the ball.
The bus is heated up right now, man.
No question. Know? Let's get him out of here, man.
Hey, man. Play action, Matt Flynn. Off the bench.
My wide receiver would have been wide open, boy. He'd have been all the way wide open. He ain't lying to you. I'm going to hit the coach. You know they ain't supposed to be throwing the ball. Why they throwing the ball? No, they not supposed to be throwing the ball. All my wide receivers have been open. Hands down. Play action. You know, I'm biting on the run anyway. I don't want to get a little ding before the – that's when you're getting beat bad, the last thing you want to do is get hurt. So I really ain't looking for no contact. I ain't looking for no problems. I just want to get up out of here. And if y'all run the play action, my wide receiver open because y'all not supposed to be throwing them. Hands down. You know I'm not lying, Ethan. For the people that's watching us that play in the secondary, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So, well, let's see if this coach-on-coach beef continues throughout the year. Other news outside of that, Super Bowl 56 halftime show has been announced. Now, has Pat heard? I know you heard about this.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Oh, no, actually, man, you talked about this on the phone.
Oh, we did talk about it. Yeah, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. Yep. That's big-time lineup.
Yeah, man.
That's they got it right.
And what do I like about the lineup?
Tell me.
Is that they got some, and nothing against the past, you know, hip-hop perform. I mean, halftime performers. I think they have a great mix of music in this hip-hop. And I don't know why I want to keep saying hip-hop performance in this halftime show. I think this probably, in my opinion, this have the potential to be
one of the best,
biggest halftime show ever.
Yep. I'm right there with you. And one thing we can say, you know, all things covered, we'll be there.
Yeah.
We got merchandise coming out soon. So about in a week or so, y'all get prepared and support us out there, man. Please support us. Merchandise, all things covered. Gear, the brim, the hats, the Yeti cups, some pants, some polos, T-shirts, man. Make sure y'all support us. Last thing before we get to our awards, I got some breaking news I'm going to drop for you guys right now, right here. Pittsburgh hasn't really been doing well, Pat P. My guy Big Ben hasn't been looking well. Offensive line ain't doing him no favors.
It is breaking news. Where you hear this from?
I'm about to give you some breaking news in a minute. I got to lead up, though. I like to lead up to suspense until I say what I need to say.
Man, get it out, man.
Big Ben, probably this probably going to be his last year. So the quarterback.
I thought that was kind of like harder to write on the wall, though.
I mean, you know, ain't nothing was made official, but man, his offensive line, man, they pushing him out of the league way how they not trying to block for him. But the quarterback for the Pittsburgh, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2022 will be Aaron Rodgers.
That sounds more like a bold prediction to me. That ain't breaking news. That ain't happening.
Listen, so Pat
Pitch going to the Denver Broncos. Watch.
No, not happening. So check me out, Pat P.
Okay.
The reason why I say that here, follow me. I'm walking into a nice area. Follow me. The reason why I say that, I watched the game this past Sunday. If a man had a football crush in the game of football, Mike Tomlin's football crush would be Aaron Rodgers. The way he looked at him on that penalty, it was like, man, that's my football crush. And they're going to need a quarterback next year. And Aaron Rodgers hit Mike T with a little smirk like, yeah, what's up? It was almost like they gave each other a sign without giving each other a sign. And I saw it. I peeped it. I'm like, dang. Really? I said, dang. That's it's almost like you're looking at your favorite steak. You know, you're looking at, you know, something that kind of like, wow, I like that. That was Aaron Rodgers is Mike Tomlin's football crush. And Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be free. Regardless of what happens this year, he's out of there.
Aaron's going West Coast, man.
Pittsburgh, listen to him. Pittsburgh going to need a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers understands the tradition. He understands the playoff implications. He understands what that organization means to the National Football League. Sure. And being able to go to Pittsburgh and play at the quarterback position and bring that city another championship is going to do wonders for his career. I'm saying it right here. And if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you should go ahead and start doing it right now because they not helping Big Ben. They not helping him at all. Man, listen, that's my guy, but they not doing him any favors. And Big Ben he's probably going to retire. I hope he don't retire during the season because the way he's getting beat up. But
yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh, follow me. Follow me.
Still, Mac, you're going west.
No. Now it's time for our awards. All Things Covered Awards. We're dishing out two awards weekly for those that live up to our show name and have all things covered. Defensively, man, boy, this young stud here, boy, he been covering everything.
He been balling.
All things are covered when they throw it his way. Trayvon Diggs had two interceptions on Sunday. Now he has five this season with one defensive touchdown, four straight games with an interception. Impressions of Diggs. Now, get this. When they drafted Trayvon Diggs over a year ago, I said something, and I have it on my Instagram. Eric, need to go and get this out. I said, listen, Trayvon Diggs is going to be a baller. I said he might not have an island just yet, but he got a peninsula. And that peninsula is going to be well covered. But right now, screw the peninsula, he got him an island. He got him a big time island. But yeah, man, Pat P, I don't know if you got a chance to really see any of the Diggs game out there, but he got it. His ball skill. But remember, he used to play wide receiver also. A lot of people forgetting that. He used to play wide receiver, so his ball skills are top notch. And he's been balling.
His brother is a receiver.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. Them boys been known to catch football. So that's what they do.
And the only game I had an opportunity, and I will have opportunity to watch him up close when we play Dallas. I believe it's Sunday night or Monday night game, Halloween, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But I had an opportunity to watch him play in that game Thursday night in the season opener against the Buccaneers. And he had a pretty good game that night as well. You know, and I had an opportunity, obviously, with him going to Alabama, you know, being on CBS almost every week, had an opportunity to watch him play.
Yep.
And on the collegiate level. And you can just tell he always had the potential. And to see, you know, all the hard work that he's put in throughout the offseason, you know, coming into fruition throughout this season, you know, now it's all about consistency. Now you found your routine. Now you found what worked for you. Now it's all about you sticking to it and just continue to grow from that success.
Man, he's been balling, man. So shout out to Trayvon Diggs. Offensively, you got to give some love to Buffalo. Man, they beat up the Texans bad, 40-0.
And Buffalo did the last two, and they've been out. Man, they've been crazy the last 2 weeks, huh?
The last three games, they outscored their opponents 108. Dang it, 118 to 21.
Didn't they have two? It's their second shutout back to back, ain't it?
You're right. They did shut out the Bills.
I'm going to tell you.
The fighting fish. The Bills have scored 35-plus points in three straight games. Man, so they beat the Texans 40-0. And get this, Josh Allen had, you know, a decent day. It wasn't crazy good. It was 248 throwing, two touchdowns, one interception, nine incompletions, 20 of 29. The defense had four interceptions, three sacks. Is that the scariest offense in the NFL right now?
Man, looking at it on paper. I mean, you always thought it was Kansas City, you know, back in the day, but, you know, they're kind of struggling so far, thus far, early part in the year. You know, granted that, I expect those guys to get it going here pretty soon with Pat Mahomes and all the weapons that he has surrounding him. But as of right now, on paper and seeing what those guys are able to do over the last two, 3 weeks, yeah.
They've been hot. Well, guess what, Pat P? Sunday night, Kansas City, Buffalo. Let's see if this offense stayed of course. But those are our two awards. Shout out to Trayvon Diggs getting our defensive award this week. And shout out to the Buffalo Bills offensively getting the offensive award. All Things Covered Award. Check us out next week. See who we have. Yeah. Now it's time for our shout outs. We want to remind everyone that you can find us on Instagram at All Things Covered Pod. Each week we give clues for our next guest. And the first person to guess correctly gets a follow and a shout out on the pod. Shout out to official_Wonda for correctly guessing Willie Sneed the fourth again. Follow us at All Things Covered Pod for the very, very best content from the show.
This is it for this episode. Thanks to everyone for listening and watching, where we'll be back again Thursday, where you can expect all things to be covered. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.